Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about acquisition decisions on the fly. With ParcelFact.com, our new website. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the LandInvestors.com online community. It's free and it's official. Success plan is gone.
I know, it's nice. It really is LandInvestors.com, by the way. Okay, Dancing Grace asked, and this person's not a member, so they I pulled this specifically here.
Good.
She says, I happen to buy an infield lot with houses on both sides in a suburb of Pueblo, Colorado, with utilities to the street, selling at $10,950 at market. I have posted on Zillow and no one called after 2 weeks, but one person from my mailer to the neighbors called after 1 week, but not returning calls now. I'm thinking my buyers may be builders, not consumers. I thought to specialize in infield lots, but I worry that if I deviate from the proven path and wander off and have to figure out the ins and outs of my town, could someone give some advice on, one, how to market infield lots?
Oh, I bet Jill's going to give advice on that.
Good. Two, should I stay in the infield lot business? And three, some encouragement if this is feasible. I'm a little scared and lonely out there.
Scaredandlonely.com.
Oh, and you have a great property there. That's, you shouldn't be scared and you shouldn't be lonely.
So
you
just for clarity's sake, Grace, it says infield lot here with the correct, it's called an infill, F-I-L-L lot.
I was reading it verbatim.
No, that's good.
Yeah, so how you know this is real. I really read it verbatim.
Jill, how are you doing this 6:30 in the morning today?
Oh my goodness, I'm doing great, I'm peachy. Exactly.
So Jill's going to tell us how to market property. Marketing land 101, go for it, Jill.
Well, just this type of lot, which we have had and sold, and these are great, by the way. I love having these because talk about, you know, no work. I mean, people really can drive right up to it. If it's got utilities like this one, you know, right at the curb, it's paved, it's done, and there's houses on two sides. So this is a great thing.
For the vast majority of people, land buyers, this is what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Property you can drive, it's got an address. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We talk a lot on the show about properties that are way out, you know, rural properties that, which, by the way, a ton of people want. But this sings to everybody.
Mm-hmm. The big thing is you're limiting yourself by putting it only on one place. The whole concept, and this is Jack's big thing, and he's right, reach. How is the right buyer going to find your property? Who's looking for this, by the way? You only have it posted in one place. That's where I see people dropping the ball.
Right now, there's a ton of people in this planet that are dying to buy this property and they don't know it's for sale.
Exactly.
Our job is to buy it super cheap and make sure that people that really want to buy it bad and have the cash burn a hole in their pocket, mm-hmm. that they know about it.
Exactly. It should be on Zillow and Trulia and your website and I'm going down the laundry list here. Landpin.
I would argue that this type of property, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth maybe, but this type of property should be listed with a real estate agent in the beginning of your career. Because I think the people that are buying houses need to know that if they're driving around with a real estate agent, they need to know that this property is available to build a house on.
Mm-hmm. That's not crazy.
I'm not saying that you should do it for every single property and for the rest of your career, but I do think that it's logical.
Mm-hmm.
And then increase the price to make sure the commission gets covered.
And they want to work with it. That's
right.
The thing too. Some agents, you'll run into the problem where it's not worth that much. When my commission is $600 versus $6,000, I'm going to put in a different, you know, they have a different work ethic. And I get that.
Most people pick a real estate agent based on who they know. Oh, my sister-in-law's friend, she just became a real estate agent. We should list our house with her.
Right.
Never do that.
Exactly.
Find a person who's got a ton of listings that are just like the one that you have, this one here. They're probably the most likely candidate. Maybe not, but that's a good place to start.
Exactly. And like I said, post it everywhere. Don't be coffee machine. This is funny. Don't be shy about blasting it out there. Don't just put it one place and expect them to dig and find it, including social media. I mean, this is interesting. I'm seeing a lot of interesting properties pop up on social media, like Facebook specifically. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And people will put in, I've seen everything from wholesalers having a property that needs to be renovated, and they're put pictures up there, and they're like, hey, here's what I got it, here's the comps, here's what I'm going to sell it for. And I've seen all the way done, you know, fully renovated homes on social media. This is a perfect thing for that too. So none of these ideas are crazy.
Here's the takeaway: if you want to sell a piece of property, post it everywhere. Number one, mm-hmm. I mean everywhere. And then, and Jill's totally correct here, go out on social media, specifically Facebook, and don't just target groups that are real estate related, target groups that are anything related that's local to that property. So if it's in Pueblo, Colorado, or a suburb, there's going to be like some Facebook group about knitting or construction equipment or everything in between, and just go get in there and post it and say, hey, you might want this property might make sense for you. We have one member in our group who swears by this. Curia. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
She says she sells the vast majority of her properties this way. And so don't be afraid. You know, this old tradition of, well, let's list the property and see what happens. Or let's post the property and see what happens. It's the 21st century. You know, mm-hmm. go out there and find a buyer.
Yeah.
Pound on their figurative door.
You know, I was going to cover her second question, too. Should I stay in this info lot business? You can. Nothing's crazy.
I love info lots. At some point, you're going to find 500 info lots.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You know, I think it's great. I think the market is so much larger for info lots and houses than it is for rural vacant land. They're both great. They're both huge money makers for us.
I love it.
Each have, you know, good things and bad things.
I love what you said, Jack, too, about it's not, they have an address. It's a different market. Those, the people buying those versus buying 40 acres out somewhere are different customers.
Marketing methodology is exactly the same, by the way. Mm-hmm. You're just doing it to maybe different people, but it's the same methodology.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that number three, that was encouraging.
I hope that was encouraging. Yes, it is feasible.
And scary and lonely.
No, you're in the right place.
Yeah, you can't be scared and lonely in this group.
Yeah, and I'm sure you paid cash for that. I hope you paid cash for that. So there's nothing to be scared about.
After a couple of weeks, maybe you might want to consider reducing it. Put it on, you know, we have a website called landpin.com. Reach out to, type in support@landpin.com and ask if, you know, it's open to the public now. So if you want to post the property, it's available.
Cool.
To do that, a lot of people are doing it.
Cool.
Multiple people a day. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, acquisition decisions on the fly with parcelfact.com. This is the meat of the show. So I wrote this title this morning because I'm getting tons of emails, thank you emails from people because of this. It's, again, an unintended consequence. Jill and I started a website or solved a solution for our members because they're having trouble finding property. And once I did find it, it was tough to make a decision about whether or not to buy it because it just wasn't enough information with a single GPS coordinate. So Parcel Fact, you know, if you don't know what it is, just go check it out. FACT, Parcel, FACT. And you type it, it's free. For a while, it's free. You type in you know, the assessor's parcel number or the address of the property, and it gives you the outline of the property. So mm-hmm. if it's 40 acres and it's square, there's four GPS coordinates and a map outline. It's pretty cool.
It also has ownership data and zoning.
Every single thing the assessor knows.
There's some purchase price, sales price, and there's a lot of stuff in there. It's really good.
Right.
Legal description.
So what we're hearing is that people who regularly buy real estate, any type of real estate, just didn't know what they did without it.
Oh my gosh.
So That's why Jill, wishing that I had this.
Oh my gosh.
That's why we're here, by the way.
8 years ago, I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
I mean, I would have paid anything to have this. And with the stuff that we struggled with, and there were some paid products that I used that were clunky. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm pretty much sitting there figuring it out myself. You know, I have multiple screens going trying to find a property. It was hilarious.
Exactly.
I certainly couldn't do it real quick.
You didn't know. That's the whole thing. You weren't sure. It's like, yeah, that is kind of good.
I think that's the road. That looks like it. Jack, can you look at this too?
Yeah.
Is it the same curve here? Is this I see here? Because I'm staring at the plat map because I spent a week getting that from the county or two, you know, sometimes longer.
Right.
So I've got the plat map and I'm looking at an aerial map. No, I think I got it. I'm not sure. Oh my gosh. That was hilarious.
This solves that problem in a big, huge way, mm-hmm. like permanently.
Right.
And so it's a collection of, it's nationwide, it's a collection of 143 or 44 million properties in the country, and it's constantly updated as the obsessor. That's his phrase.
Woo!
As the assessor.
Who's the obsessor in our relationship, Jack?
Probably me.
Yep.
Do you obsess about anything?
What do I?
What are you obsessed with?
I like this question. What am I obsessed with? Making sure everybody around me is having a good time.
That's a good obsession.
I'm like, hey, what do you want to do?
I think that's true, actually.
You know what? I obsess about everybody being happy, sometimes too much. I worry about people not being happy, and it's not up to me, it's up to them. We'll leave that alone. This is not psychology 101 today.
Well, the topic's kind of done, so I really want to hear what else you're obsessed with.
Oh, I was going to talk about the unintended consequence too, because I think that was a funny.
Go ahead.
So we use unintended consequence, sounds bad, and it's unintended good. Like everything that we do is an unintended consequence. Who knew this would all work? It's like we were talking to some guys. We had dinner with a couple newer members last night. They were here in town, and we met up with them in South Bay and South of LA, and had dinner. And it was funny. Some of the questions I was thinking back, you know, we're talking about how this all started, and you know, your first property, Jack, the flip that you did, buying it off eBay, that was an unintended consequence. I'm sure mm-hmm. you didn't realize, wow, that really does work. And then you when you really went at it from a different angle, which you dreamed up yourself, you were doing faxes back then, wow, this does work, you know, to buy property.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. So I was thinking of the unintended consequence, everything that we do.
Yeah, the first property I bought, these guys apparently they took this seriously and
yeah,
read all the stuff, but I bought a property in the 90s on eBay. Cleaned it all up, not the property itself. I never went and saw the property. From a different state, I bought a property in Arizona, acreage, and then cleaned it up online, gave it better maps and a better description, and put some good pictures in there, and resold it for twice as much. And that was it for me.
Yeah.
I was hooked. I was hook, line, and sinker in the whole business. And here we are, 16,000 deals later.
Do you know what? I'm going to add on this. One of the reasons I think that we are so successful, too, is you and I, we don't sit down with a roadmap and have it written down like for the next 10 years, here's what's going to happen, you know, by this year, this year, this year, this year, and then never vary. You know what I mean? I'm sure people do this. They probably sit down and they have a game plan, and come hell or high water, they're going to stick to the plan. You and I don't.
That's kooks.
I know. And for some people, I think that makes sense. But for you and I, what we do is we have an idea like, you know, where we want to live, the kind of lifestyle that we want, the yacht that you want, you know, and things like that. But we still will tweak them along the way because things happen. And I think this is part of why we're so successful. Things pop up, opportunities come our way, and we take them. We don't say it's not on the plan. We take them. And man, because these things just come to us, like all of the products that we're doing, like Parcel Fact. 2 years ago, did you think we'd have Parcel Fact?
No, and I was just going to bring it into that too. Yeah. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Like people are asking for it. So we just do it. We develop
you know,
it and put
right.
it out there.
That's a good idea. It wasn't on the page, but we're adding it now. And we should do that. And we're constantly doing that. And I think that's why we're so successful.
Yeah. Like if 500 people in your life tell you that you should stop smoking,
yeah,
you should probably stop smoking. Like 500 people in your life are saying, we're having a difficult time finding property. Exactly. They probably really are having a difficult
time. I'm sure they are.
Finding the property they want to buy, especially on the fly when they're talking to the seller. So
right. That's a beautiful thing about Parcel Fact, and that's what I use it for too. When I'm sitting on the phone, the guys call me back, and I'm like, I don't remember who this is. I don't remember where this is, but they'll probably have a tax bill in their hand or around there. I can say, hey, give me that. You said what county? Okay, give me that parcel number there. See that? Yeah, that's the one I want. That's all I need. And now I'm having a conversation with the guy. I have all the details and I'm staring at the property.
I call it like charting a course. So you've charted a course, but you don't know what's going to happen day to day until, you know where you're going.
Right.
But every day the weather's different, stuff goes on, and you overcome it.
Perfect.
And it's the same way with all these companies and sometimes your marriage, but that's for a different show. If you have a question,
you're allowed to, Jack, you're allowed to obsess on that, by the way.
Now's the time to say join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Wow, I got out of that okay.
Yeah. That was really funny.
That was a blast last night with those guys.
That was. It was really, really good.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.